Okay, so we're on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph from the top line. We ended off yesterday by saying that Rashi had said yesterday, the Rashi said it? Somebody said that that there were no private karbonos brought out of Bama. Did we say that? Thank you. Right? So look, if you look at Tosvos, the first Tosvos, in the last wide line, this was Vitema. Right, she shibsha mishum kush yizu. It's a mistake. Bis dilma suffer isi ben Yehudik of Yehuda. Darim perak basmid the shiit l'tzchachim. Kol hatzibur v'ayachid makriven ba'ol moed sheva midbar makriven ba'ol moed shel v'gilgal. Whatever you can bring in the base of Hamikdash, you can bring in the Mishkan. You can bring a Gilgal. Ve'en chiluk b'yachid ella b'maso sherosh gago. There's no difference. So at least Gilgal, there's no difference. What about Nov and Givon? Different story. But Gilgal, Tosfos points out, there's no difference, Taka. So you can't say, well, there's no Sota by Gilgal. That can't be true. But Nov and Givon, apparently he says it is true. That's all. Okay? Top line. Isi ben Benachem Omar, in a Tarach. I don't need that Limud. I don't need that Limud to teach me that. I don't need that limud to teach me that the base of Hamikdash also you can have such a thing as a sota, right? There was a limud. It says in the Torah, karkas hamishkan. What about the karkas of the base of Hamikdash? A limud. It says Isi ben Menachem. I don't need a limud like that. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma tuma kala. Yeah, tuma kala. L'cholak ha-kasuv. There's no difference between tuma's mishkan and tuma's Hamikdash. So tuma's ishas, eishas ish chamura lo kolshkein, for sure, right? Okay. MK Matamud Lama Bakaka Hamishkan. So why do I say Kaka Hamishkan? Shalo Yavi Mitoch Kupaso. You can't bring it from down the block. That's all it meant. So Rashi points out, MK Matamud Lama Bakaka Shadokazo, Lutoch Kli, put it in a Kli from down the block, Viachnez Lehechol, and then you bring it to the Hechol. Ella Mikarki Iso Yitol. Take it from the Karka of the Hechol. V'im Ein Sham. What if there is no Karka from the Hechol? Like we said yesterday, what if there is none? Then we said, Yavi, V'yaniach Sham, V'yachnat Yit Lena. Take from down the block, put it on the floor of the Heichel, it becomes the floor of the Kark of the Mishnah, then you can use it. Right? V'niskayim Ashayiyah, V'niskayim B'karka Kiddushin Lel. Then you mekayim both. It was here, because I put it here for a half hour, and it's Kark of the Mishnah, it's all good. Ibailahu, Ein Sham Afar. You don't have any dirt. Mao Shiitain Afer, right? Are you allowed to use the Afer of the Mizbeach? You don't have any dirt, so can you use the Afer of the Mizbeach? Yossi, the Minchas Sota asked, how's that possible there's no dirt? How can it be there's no dirt? The whole Yerushalayim?
No.
The only place you have dirt is on top of the Mizbeach, there's no other place?
He's only
going to go get it. You think he's lazy? Right?
We said two days ago that there was a marble slab that you should pick up, and under there was dirt.
And what if there's nothing there? What if there's nothing there?
Huh?
What if there's nothing there?
It's built on stone. Come on, build this, speak up.
So there's nothing there. So you hear the Minchasotas Kasha? Yossi, this Kasha is your Kasha. Well, how can it be that there's no dirt in the whole Yerushalayim? Right? How could that be? So he answers. Correct. So the answer is, what the Gemara wants to know is, would it be better to take from the Mizbeach of Afar?
Yeah,
no, Afar. Is that better than Afar from down the block?
Right.
That's the
question. With the Kisei Adam?
Yeah, we're going to have to Kisei Adam in a second.
Yeah, but it is Afar. You're supposed to eat Afar. Well,
what?
Is that the same? It's apples and oranges.
Oh. What? So Ali, but the Beis Shammai lo tibaylach. According to Beis Shammai, it's not a kasha. Why? Dami lo matzinu efer shakari afar. Because it's apples and oranges. But Kisei Adam, you have that. Ki tibaylach li b'de Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, it's talk of a good kasha. Dami matzinu efer shakari afar mai. Because efer is called afar, or efer can use the place of afar. What's the story? Afagaf the ikri afar hacha the kaka mishkan siv. It says kaka mishkan. Oh, Dilmore maybe. Hi, Bekarka Mishkan. What does Karka Mishkan mean? Look at the Isi Ben Yehuda, like Isi Ben Yehuda's Vart, that what? To include Nov, Givon, and the other places. Or, look at the Isi Ben Menachem. right? That if you don't have karka from the base of the mikdash, bring it from down the block, leave it there for an hour, and then it becomes the mishkan. Huda asi. That's the limud. Tashma, Tam of Yochad, Mishmar Bishmoel. So what's the question? The question is, can Afor of the Mizbeach count as Afor?
How do you know it's from the Mizbeach?
That's what I'm saying. There's no other place. Where's Afor? Afor means ashes. I think it's assumed. So,
it's right there.
Tashma. Let's try to bring a right. Exactly. It's right there. Tashma, let's bring a right from the following story. Very interesting Gemara. Amar Yochan Mishmar Bishmoel. Bishlosha Makomos, there are three places. Halacha o keves, mikra. Mikra haTorah. Mikra. There are three places where the halacha lavosha misinai uproots the pasha pshat of the Torah.
That's it.
HaTorah Amra, the Torah said, be'efer, that when, ba'afar, that when you do kisi adam, it should be ba'afar, right? Kisi adam is ba'afar. V'halacha b'chol davar. And we say, it can do anything. Now, why is this not an example, which is the Gemara's going to have in a minute, of being Mosif? You could use Afer, and you could use anything else. Right? So why is this an example of being, why is it Oker? It's changing the Torah said, use this, and you could use this, plus whatever you want. Why is that Oker? Next one. HaTorah Amro Betar. The Torah said that a Nazir is not allowed to shave his hair. With a razor. Right? V'halacha b'chal davar. And the halacha is with anything. What? What? No, if you shave with anything. As long as it's root. But not scissors. Right? So look at Rashi.
Even with scissors.
Okay, even with scissors maybe. Okay, fine. If you're not, right? So look at Rashi. It's a very, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, HaTorah Amar Tar, Lo yavro al rosho nazir. Okay, a nazir can't shave his head with a tar. Can't shave his head with anything. Again, how does that uproot it? He can't shave with a tar, and plus he can't shave with anything. How does it uproot it? So this Rashi might help. The next Rashi says, the halacha b'chol davar. Right? The halacha is, you can't shave with anything. That's just, a nazir can't even take a haircut with a scissors. Forget a razor. Right? So Rashi says like this: Ditnan Nazir. You have the Rashi.
Yes.
Nazir shigilach bein bezug bein betar. Whether it's scissors, a razor, or shesif says kol shehu chayef. No matter what, no matter how he gets hair off his head, he's chayef. V'im tomar ein zakira elatosefes. It's not akira. It's adding on. You can't use a razor, and plus you can't use other things. How's that uprooting? So there are three places where the Torah says one thing, but it really means something else. It's not true over here. Ibra, you're right. Ikrahi, it is an uprooting. Why? Shemalkino so altach. Because you get malkus for that. If another takes a haircut with a razor, with scissors, does he get malkus for that? Yes, he does. Yes, the answer is yes. Right? Va'asr lahakos es Yisrael b'chinam. It's usher to hit a Jew for no reason. Shari Amra Torah Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Right? Now they'll do that. Now they'll hit people for no reason. V'af Agaf. That's it. Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. So therefore, it's totally changing the halacha. Because not only is it aiding on to a racer, you're getting malchus if you do it. How could you get malchus? You hear?
Is I was thinking the six items that the Sadukim argue with the Purushim are all items that they actually are right because they have it written on the Torah and we don't pass in that way.
Correct.
But none of them have anything to do with punishment.
Correct. Interesting.
You have your tefillin between your eyes. So what?
Right.
You're just not. Just doesn't work.
Right. So by the way, you should know the Mincha Sotei Etz on Rashi. Then according to Rashi, how could you ever have such a thing as Makas Mardas? How could you do that? That's going to beat you up because you don't want to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan. How could you do that? Now let's hit somebody. Rashi just got through the whole lamdas. Since if a nazir takes a haircut with a scissors, he gets malchus. How can he get malchus? That'll hit people. A must be. We're changing the whole halacha. That's what Rashi just said.
The answer to that is because you can't have two different terms in a combo.
What?
Rabbi can't do the combo. No, he can't do it anymore. Sorry.
Right.
The answer to this question is because otherwise you have two different Torahs.
What?
If you don't follow what the Chachamim say,
they'll put you in jail. They could put you in jail. So it's going to put somebody in jail.
There's no jail.
There's no answer. It's going to hit somebody. Rashi just said you can't hit somebody.
Yeah, but they have the power to uphold what they say.
What?
They have the power to uphold what the Torah says. Or
change it. So to answer that question. To answer that question, I didn't underline it. Rashi continues. Rashi has a different girsa where Tar is not on the list. Because if Tar is on the list, this question can't be answered. How could, so this whole thing is wrong. And instead of saying that the third one is Tar, the third one is Nirtza. A Nirtza, when you want to stay longer after his 6 years, you put a hole in his ear. So the Torah says, you use a marteya, right? But you can use anything you want. That's the third one. Yeah, keep on reading. What? Yeah. If you keep on going down, it's the same way. It's the same question we have on the Ufer and the Afer. How does it uproot it? It's aiding on, really. I don't have an answer to that question. Because in a minute, the Gemara is going to ask, what about another thing? And the Gemara is going to say, no, that's only aiding on. When I was preparing, I said, what do you mean it's only adding on? I didn't realize, because I'm just reading, okay, all right, A for Offer, it's uprooting, Tower uprooting, and then in a few minutes, the Gemara's going to have, what about this? Oh, that's just adding on. So why is this not also adding on? If you keep looking down at the Rashi, it says, the Masechta's Kedushin, Yerushalmi, Matasi, Mishnah Zu, Derbi Shmuel, Ein Tower, Menash Shlosha, Tower's not one of the three, Ella Marteya. Marteya's one of the three, right? Vahachi Tanya, Hasam, Hatara Amra, Sefer, Bahalacha, Bechal Davar, Hatolesh, the third one's going to be by a get. Right? Hatorah Amra, Afar Halacha, right? Hatorah Amra, Marseya, Bahalacha, Amra, Filu, Sul, Vesira. Any tool can to make a hole in the ear. So, take out Tar, because he couldn't answer the question of Makas Margus. So, you couldn't answer it. Then, according to that, how can you get Makas Margus? It must be.
I don't know, but then the whole Sadduki question gets stronger.
Why?
None of them
are right, this is a Shavuos night here. What exactly is halacha l'moshe means? What's going on here? Right, what's going on here exactly? No. So next number three, Hatorah Amr Sefer. Torah said, write to get a Sefer. Halacha b'chol davar. You can use anything. Could use you. The Gemara says you can write a get on a cow, right, and give the cow. So now again, how's that uprooting? Just adding on. Right, Vimisa, and if it's true that Afer is kosher for the sota drink, the chashav nami hai, then why is this also added on? Added on also. So the Gemara says ton of a shayer. We left. You're right, and we left it out.
You mean ashes?
Ashes. So my shayer, the high shayer. What else did you leave out? Right, shayer mar mitzora. We left out a mitzora. The Tanya, it's on the seventh day, Yigalech is called Tsaro Klau. Right? It says, remember, a Mitzorah shaves twice when he's becoming Tar. He shaves on day one and he shaves 7 days later. So what's the day to shave already 7 days later? So the Torah says that he should shave is called Tsaro, all his hair. That's a Klau. Then it says, Rosho, Viazakono, Viazgabos, Einov, Prat. Right? Then Viazkol, Tsar, Yigalech, Chazara Klau. Right? So it's klal prat klal. Prat. So what's the rule of klal prat klal? You follow the prat. Ma prat mefurash. What is the prat over here? It's mefurash. Makom, kinus, seyar. It's a place where there's hair. Like what? Like the hair, the beard, and the eyebrows. The nireis, and it's visible. Af kal makom, kinus, seyar, veniris. So to any place that's visible. My rabbi. What does that come to include? Rabbi seyar haraglayim. It comes to include the hair on your privates. Or Rashi says it's a lashon naki. It comes to include the hair on your privates. My miyet, what does it come to exclude? Miyet de beis hashechi. It comes to exclude the hair under your arms, because it's not visible unless you lift your arms. Normally it's not visible, so that's excluded. That you don't have to shave.
So it's not something that's covered.
It's two issues. It has to be hair in one place, and it has to be visible. The hair under your arm is not visible.
You
it's not visible. But if you're naked, So if someone's naked, his privates are visible. They're exposed. The hair is visible. By underarms, not like that. You have to move your arms in order to have that, right? Okay. Udekule videkule gufa. Videkule gufa. Right? Oh, me. I'm sorry. Me the base hashechi udekule gufa. And it comes to exclude the underarms and also, let's say, the hair on your arms. Because it's not considered gathered in one place. It's not considered gathered in one place. Okay? But Hilchasa, but the halacha is Megaleach Kidalas. No, we make you look like we buff you up. The las is a gourd, nice and shiny. We shave your whole body. Right? Really, the halacha would be only the privates. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is we shave everything. Why? That's another example of the halacha uprooting what the Torah said. Right? The Tnan. Balo lahakef es ha-metzorah. If you come to shave the Metzorah, Mavir Tara kol besaro, you put a tire on his whole body. Ketani Seifa, Oyo Mashi Megalcho, Tegalachas, Shnei Kedalachas Rishona. The second shaving is just like the first shaving, exactly the same, even though the Iker is, it would not be like that. It would just be your privates. Right? Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, Kika Chashev Halacha, Okeves Mikra. Right? That's not true. That's not an addition. Why? Because we're only talking about things that are based on a pasuk, like the other three we just mentioned. Ha, over here, okefes derabanan hi. It's only a derabanan. How is it only a derabanan? Because it's from the Yidgim Omidos, Shatorah Nedreshas Behem. That's a derabanan. That's a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban in the Shirashim of the mitzvos, right? The Rambam holds that any time something is learned out from Allah from a drasha, Yidgim Omidos, it's a derabanan. The Ramban argues, he says that's crazy. That's not a derabanan at all. What's going on here? It's all the fundamental machlokas. Others change the girsa and they say they change because of this machlokas. How does the Ramban learn this gemara? The Ramban holds that it's a daraisa. How does it learn this gemara? The gemara says here black and white that klal prat klal is a derabanan. Black and white. How does he get out of that Gemara? How does he get out of this Gemara? The way he gets out of it is he changes the girsa. And he says, it doesn't say ho keves midrabanan hi, ho keves midrasha hi. So that might be different. We're not talking about drasha, so we're talking about psukim. Right? So then he gets out of it like that. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Papa Amar, another answer. Kika Chashiv Halacha Okeves Veokeres. We're only talking about examples where it's okay, where it's uproots it. Ha, over here, Okeves Umosefes. Here it's not uprooting it, it's adding on. But aren't they all adding on?
Yeah,
they're all adding on. They're all adding on. Not adding on. Not just does the guy have to shave one area, he has to shave his whole body. That's not uprooting. So it's adding on. But you can say the same thing by a get. You have to give a get on the Torah says a safer. But you can give it on anything. I can write a get on this chair and give him the chair. So isn't that just adding on? How is that uprooting?
Well,
I don't know.
It's making a document that one of the people document may not be in a so you can't use the get. It's not adding on. It's changing what's considered a document.
But you could use a safer. You could still use a safer. I must be explaining it wrong. It must be that uprooting means, of course you can do what the Torah said. You can't give a safer. But you can't use afer. Of course, afer, you can't use afer. Of course you're allowed to use afer. But it's not exclusively afer. That must mean uprooting.
That's also adding on.
What?
You listen to what you're saying. That's also adding on.
Your words adding on is the problem.
I know.
Yeah.
I tell you, so it didn't bother me until I got to this word. And the Gemara says it right here. That's just adding on. All right, that's adding on. So, but they're all adding on. So that's Rav Papa's answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Havas Nisamani, Rabbi Shmuelhi. Now, this Bryce over here that we're talking about in Mitzorah is Rabbi Yishmael, who what? The Darish Klali Uprati. Who Darshan's Klal Uprat and Kidalas Mani, the Mishnah over there that spoke about
being shaved like a
Right. Right. Is that Rabbi Akiva? The Dar is Ribu Yomiyot. It's a different way of darshaning, which we'll get to in a second. Look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi of Amar Aleph. Very interesting Rashi. It says, there's a machlokas now, whether we darshan klal pra klal, or Ribu Yomiyot Ribu. Now, by the way, Rabbi Yishmael, we say every morning.
Yeah.
And what's on the list? Klal pra klal. Ribu Yomiyot's not on the list. Right? Because it's the same person. Rabbi Yishmael, right?
We've had this a bunch of times.
It comes up a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. So look what Rashi never said this before. He says, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chlal L'Prat. The whole Torah, they learn with the Klal L'Prat. Kedamrina B'Shavuos, Paragimel. Rabbi Yishmael, Shemesh Es Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. He was learned by Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. Shayadoresh Es Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaTorah B'chlal L'Prati. Right? He learned it from the Nechuni Ben Akana, who darshan the whole Torah with Klal Prat. Rabbi Akiva, Shemesh is Nachamish Gamzu. And Rabbi Akiva learned from Nachamish Gamzu, who, as far as I know, has no halachic statement in Shas at all.
Yeah,
right? Had none.
Yes.
Shahayadorish Klal Torah, Rabbi Miot. He learned a different way. And Rabbi Akiva was his Talmud, he learned it like that. The Pirashti is Klal Mashmo, is Klal Prat, Rabbi Miot. The Chiluk and Mesech the Sukkah. I explained the whole difference over there. Go look it up. I'm not repeating myself. Right? It's interesting, Rashi.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, with Nachamish Gamzu come out of left field as a Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, they taught him this. Where'd that come from?
I know.
He's his Rebbe?
Yeah.
Interesting.
One of the people learn from.
Right, one of the people learn from. Interesting. So now we're going to explain like this. Rabbi Akiva, he, the Darish Ribu Yomir, the Tanya, for her, Ibi Amashvi, it's the exact same pasuk. The only thing is, the result is going to be different. Why? For her, Ibi Amashvi, it's going to be Galech, it's called Besaro, Ribu. It's called Sa'ara, I'm sorry. You shave all your hair, Reboy, it's a Reboy. Then it says, as Rosho, the head, as Akana, the beard, as Gabos Enav, the eyebrows, that's a Miyat. Right? Then it says, as called Sa'aro, Yigalea, Chazav Reba. And the whole body, another Reboy. So what do we have? Reboy, Miyat, Reba. Reba HaKal. The Reboy includes everything. The Torah says, shave everything. My Reba, Reba the Kula the Gu for the whole body. My Miyat, what does it mean, Miyat? Miyat, so Miyat, when you have Reboy, Miyat, Ribui, there's only one thing that is not shaved. Only one thing is excluded. What's that one thing? My miyot, miyot seir shebesoch hachotam. It's the hair inside the nose. That is not excluded. That you don't have to shave off. But what about the hair under the arms? You do have to shave off. Why of all places the hair in the nose? What kind of thing is that? So, the Rambam says the reason why the hair in the nose is excluded is because you can't see it. What? You can't see it. That's what. What? So asks the Ravid, doesn't make any sense because we said Ribui is the whole body. So what if you, what's the difference where you see it? It doesn't make a difference. Ribui means the whole body. So the Ravid says, you know why it's the hair in the nose? Because not everybody has it. Only some people have that. Not everybody has it. So therefore, since not everybody has it, okay, we have a meat. Some we gotta use it for something. We'll use it for that. Not everyone has it. Is that biologically true? My hobby. What?
You would know. Be quiet.
My hobby, Allah. What's the bottom line? So Toshma.
He's never met anybody who doesn't have it. No.
What?
Who doesn't have it?
What? Because the klal prat klal, we excluded.
It's exactly the klal prat
klal. It's also ribu miyot, no?
It's
a different way of approaching it. What the root of this machlokas is, I don't know.
Yeah. It
you have to ask Nachamish Gamzu, Nachamish Ben Akana, what made, no, like what, what's going on here? That I don't know. That's a deep machlokas. How does it play out? According to klal prat klal, you don't have to shave your underarms. And according to ribu miyot, you do. That's the difference. And according to me, you don't have to shave your nose hair. And I think according to Klal Prat,
I don't see that in the words.
I understand. That's why that what?
That's a Shavuos night.
It's a Shavuos night. It is. That's why you can't get to first base in this religion without the Chacham.
Exactly.
You can't. Because you right? You can't.
Absolutely. I mean this sounds like
I have a whole sefer on the. I have a whole sefer on that. I have a whole entire sefer on the Yud Gimel Midot, so I don't address it by him. What? I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, Tashma, Damar Vuna Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Ein Sham Afar, if you don't have Afar, maybe Rak Vuvis Yerek Umakadesh. This is talking about for a, for Sota. I don't have. So what I do, take a rotten vegetable, which has a little bit like Afar, you know, it gets rotten. Velohi. So therefore what? So what do you see? That if you could do that, why can't you do Afar? So the Gemara says, no, Velohi. Rak vuvis yerek hu dahavi afar. No, a vegetable that's rotten has like an afar quality to it. Maybe it goes back into the ground. It comes from the ground. It's organic, right? Afar lo havi afar. Afar's not afar. Not the same thing. So I think the question is not resolved. Okay. Then we said kidei shiira al hamayim. When you put the dirt into the water, you have to see it. The Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosha Tzrichim Shiyiru. There are three things that go on in this religion that you have to see. A lot more than three, but there are three. What is it? Afar Sota, you have to see. Afar Para, you have to see the Afar Para. In the Para Duma liquid, you have to see the Afar. And the third one is Varok Yivama, and the spit of Yivama. He quotes over here, the Yerushalmi says something amazing. He says there are three ingredients in a Sota drink. Water. No. Water. Dirt. Really, it's dirt. And the third one is shape the Hashem's name, which is really ink.
Right.
It says the water is where you come from. You come from liquid, right? You get to you're born. You're born come from liquid. Afer is where you end up in the ground.
The offers
that we end up in the ground, and the writing, the ink, is the cheshbon you have to give to Hashem. That's what the Mishnah says. Look at three things. Where you come from, where you're going, and you have to give a din v'cheshbon to Hashem. It's a reminder to this woman, look what you're doing to yourself. An amazing part.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mishum Rishmal Amru, Av Dam Tzipar. Also the dam of the Tzipar, you also have to see that dam in the concoction over there by Yemetorah with the water. The dam, you have to see the dam floating around.
Maybe a solution. That's
correct. Yeah. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason he includes Dam Tzipar? The Ksivit says, V'tavol osam b'dam ha-tzipar. V'tanya, b'dam, yachal b'dam v'lo b'mayim. So I would think there doesn't have to be water there. Talmud lomar b'mayim. No, it says b'mayim. I b'mayim, I mayim, yachal b'mayim v'lo b'dam. Talmud lomar b'dam. Well, it says dam also. Okay, so how do you have both? Maybe b'dam, maybe mayim, shidam tzipar, nikar b'hen. You bring the water, the dam tzipar is recognizable. Kama, b'kama, revius. And how much? A revius. Right. Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? What do they do with all these limudim? No, haula, because they don't hold. You have to see the dam. The dam could be swallowed up. You don't even see it. So what do they do with all these drushes? Haula gufe. That it's for itself. Dachi kama rachmana. Atu bedam ubamayim. Use dam and water. Does it have to be visible? No. Rabbi Shmuel im kein lichta rachmana v'taval bohem. You should have said v'taval bohem. Right? Bedam ubamayim lamali. Why does it go out of its way to say it again? Lenikar, you have to see it. For Rabbanon, ikaz rachmana v'tavol bahem. If it would have said bahem, havamina, I would have thought hayluchudei v'hayluchudei. They should have done separately. Kaz rachmana bahem b'mayim b'dam b'mayim la'arvon. It says it again that they have to be in one cup. I would have thought it's two separate things. For Rabbi Shmuel, la'arvon. How does he know they have to be in the same cup? Krachmina k'siv. It says it again. It says v'shachad asatzipor ha'achas. Fine. For Rabbanon, imayhi. If it was in that pasuk, havamina, I would have thought. I'm not sure what this means. L'shchite samach lamana. The shchita should be near the cup. V'naktaninu l'vridin. And you take the veins of the bird. V'lekable l'dam b'mana achrina. And then you accept the dam in a different cup. K'mashmon, you don't have to do that. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Okay. By Rabbi Yirmi. By my name Rabbi Yirmiya. Yes? This Mirab Zero. This is a Rabbi Yirmiya question of the first order. You ready? This is the top 10 Rabbi Yirmiya question. Gedola, what? Because all his questions are the same question. You know what his questions always are? No, not Matthias at all. The shear you gave is not defined.
Exactly.
The shear you gave is not a good shear. Why? Look at my kasha. Gedola, let's say you have a very large bird. Umadacha says hamayim, and then you can't see the water because there's so much blood. Or katana, the bird's tiny. So v'nidachis b'bnei mayim mahu. Now you can't see the wine, the blood. There's too much water. This is by a Metorah. They shech the bird and the dam goes into the cup with the water.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says you have to see both. You have to see dam and water in there. How do you see both?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? So then Rabbi Yirmiyah, well, what if it's a very, what if it's a very large bird and there is no water? The water gets
All the blood has to go into the cup?
Yeah, or something, yeah. And what if it's a tiny bird? So then there's no blood. All the water, right? So that's his question. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. In other words, you don't want that question?
No. Because you're going to have blood, you're going to see blood and water. I don't understand the question.
One's going to outweigh the other.
Well, you said you have to see both.
Rashi says, She'em hamayim nikar b'nei rov adam. There's so much dam, the water's not nikar. So that's the question.
Did he say before that they put it into a separate vessel?
No, we said we don't put it into a separate vessel. We said we don't. We said, I would have thought you do, but we don't.
You receive the blood in a separate vessel.
Now, I would have thought that you do, yeah, you don't have to do that. At the end of the day, they're in the same vessel. So I would have thought you have to do it in a different vessel and bring it. You don't have to do that. But the point is, they go end up in the same vessel. They're in the same cup.
They end up.
So I don't know how you could see water and dam.
Yeah, if I put blood into that cup, you're stuck around. You see, red solution. That's all.
I hear. So, but I guess you could say, oh, that's dam and water mixed in there because it's too light to be dam and it's too red to be water.
Yeah.
It's both. Fine. What if it's very red? I don't see that. I wouldn't say there's water in there. It's so dam. Why? The bird was so big. There's so much dam. Or the other way around. The bird was so tiny. It doesn't look like it's dam. It was like water. Okay, so maybe some red dye fell it or something. But it doesn't look like it's dam. That's his question. So the answer is, Amalei, Lava Minalach, didn't I tell you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lo Tepak Nafshach Labar Mea Hilchasa. Don't stop. Don't do anything except learn halachas. Don't. What kind of question is this? Betzipor Dror Shir Rabbanon. Could the kind of bird that they use, the Rabbanon already established. Ein l'cha gedola shemadechas ha-samayim, ve'ein l'cha ketana shemadechas ha-me'amayim. It's not going to happen. That mitzvah is never going to happen. You have such a giant bird, such a tiny bird. It's an average-sized bird. It's not going to be a problem. What kind of question was that?
Also,
if not for that point, it was a good question. Yeah.
It's also running water. It's just over-running water, so eventually it looks anyway bad.
Right. I hear. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. The Brisa said, Hiktim afar lamayim, puzzle. If you put the afar in before the water, it's puzzle. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon said it's okay. My time with Rabbi Shimon, why is it okay? The chzivit says, V'lokhu latame, e'afar strefa sachatos, v'tanya om Rabbi Shimon, v'chi afarhu, v'alo eifarhu, it's really afar. Why do they call it afar? This is by Paraduma. Shina hakasa v'mashmo, the Torah changes it, ladun haymenu gzeir shava, just so I could learn gzeir shava, from Sota to Paraduma, Nemar Khan Afar, it says over here Afar, V'Nemar Lahalan Afar, it says by Sota Afar, Ma Lahalan Afar Agabe Hamayim, so too over there it's Afar on top of the water, Afkan Afar Agabe Hamayim, Uma Khan Hiktim Afar Lamayim Kasher, Af Lahalan Hiktim Afar Lamayim Kasher. So too, if you do it out of order, it's okay. V'Hasam, and over there by Paraduma, Minalan, how do you know it's good over there? Because trade koy ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv, it says olav. It says olav. Alma, efer beresha. Right? Uksiv, it says mayim chayim el keli. Alma, mayim beresha. Okay, it's not going to be. The answer is there's no order. Ratzel zenosin, ratzel zenosin. Doesn't make any difference. The order is fine. Verabonon el kli dafka. No, the Rabbanon hold that the order is makbid. The order is necessary, it's vital. So what does it mean, el kli? Dafka with a kli. Olav la'arvan. Olav means that it has to be mixed together. Ve'ema olav dafka. Well, maybe olav means dafka. El kli, what does it mean, el kli? Shetehei heyechayosan bekli. That the same kli that you use to draw the water out of the well, that should be the same kli you have to use. So Gemara says, maybe that's the last of drasha. Mamatzinu b'chol makom machshir l'mayla, afkan machshir l'mayla. No, we never find such a din. What does it mean? Mamatzinu b'chol makom machshir l'mayla. What?
That's not a
mamatzinu. No, mamatzinu means no. It's not a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu. We always find it's the case that b'chol makom machshir l'mayla. It's always true. It doesn't mean it's not a mamatzinu, it means it's always true. It's always true that machshir l'mayla, afkan machshir l'mayla, which I think means you don't have to use the original kli that you use to draw the water out of the well.
The ashes are on top.
Oh, the ashes are on top?
Yeah.
So therefore, Afkan, so to over here, machshir lemayla, the machshir, which are the ashes, or the dirt, have to be on top, to therefore the order is ma'akev. Okay? Good? We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do, right, so everyone have a very, very good day.
Tomorrow 6 o'clock.